Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 11, 1918 America, New York, William J. Haga, An Appreciation. I learned this morning that my former colleague and mentor, Bill Haga, died at age 83 on January 6. Here's his obituary. Rather than repeat what's in the obituary, I want to give an appreciation and tell a bit about how important he was in my life.
BBC News Business. January 11, 1913 America, New York. How the soaring cost of living is hitting Sri Lankans hard. Rising food and fuel prices are making daily life tougher for many ordinary people in Sri Lanka. Wall Street Journal Markets. January 11, 1909 America, New York. Kim Kardashian among celebrities sued over crypto promotion. A number of public figures are accused of misleading investors about Ethereum Max in what a class action lawsuit calls a pump and dump scam, allegations the company disputes. BBC News Business. January 11, 1902 America, New York, UK delays more all-lane smart motorways for 5 years. More safety data is needed before more hard shoulders are made into traffic lanes, government says. BBC News Business. January 11, 1901 America, New York, British gas owner warns energy crisis to last 2 years. The boss of Centrica says there is no reason to expect gas prices to come down anytime soon.
Daily FX Market News. January 11, 1900 America, New York, AUD, USDI's Chinese inflation data after US dollar takes hit on Powell testimony. The Australian dollar gained versus a broadly weaker US dollar after Fed Chair Powell testified before Congress overnight. Chinese inflation and factory gate prices are on tap for today's APEC session. Daily FX Market News. January 11, 1900 America, New York, NZD, USD rate defends January opening range ahead of US CPI. NZD, USD may stage a larger rebound over the coming days as the exchange rate defends the opening range for January.
Forex Live. January 11, 1859 America, New York, New Zealand. ANZ Commodity Price Index for December minus 0.2% meter per meter. Versus prior 2.8%. The December report shows this index was plus 23.7% for the year, 2021, in NZD terms, plus 3.1% meter per meter plus 28% Y. ANZ comments on global shipping in the report. Global shipping costs have fallen, but remain volatile. The Baltic Dry Index dropped a further 26% during December, while falls in other shipping price indi. Forex Live. January 11, 1851 America, New York. Coinbase says account issues may impact trading. Says the issue could be impacting trading. BTC update. Forex Live. January 11, 1833 America, New York. Mayor of Washington declares a public health emergency. Compounding the surge in cases is that some hospitals are seeing 25% staff shortages related to COVID-19, preventing them to use all of their capacity, the order says.
New York Times Business. January 11, 1815 America, New York, Citigroup seeks a split from a Mexico business that brought it riches and scandal. The business, known as Banamex, has generated heavy regulatory scrutiny. Citi bought Banco Nacional de Mexico, better known as Banamex, in 2001 for $12.5 billion.
Forex Live. January 11, 1810 America, New York, Australia's second most populous state to find people who do not log positive rat tests. Australia has really dropped the ball on rat tests. Now propose to find people to distract from the **ups? Forex Live. January 11, 1802 America, New York, Reuters Tankin. Manufacturing index slips to 17 in January from 22 in December. The December reading was the best in 10 months, some give back this month though. Japan January manufacturing index plus 17 prior plus 22 non-manufacturing index plus 8, a 23-month high prior plus 6. Some of the remarks received, there's a demand rush before prices are raised, referring to rising input prices impact.
Daily FX Market News. January 11, 1800 America, New York, long GBP, JPY as the carry trade theme re-emerges in 2022, top trade Q1 2022. The yen remains a popular currency in FX markets for many reasons and in this case it's due to its appeal in the carry trade. A carry trade exists whenever you have two currencies with diverging.
Forex Live, January 11, 1751 America, New York. Morgan Stanley expect the Bank of Canada to hike rates this month. Morgan Stanley, this via EFX, we expect the Bank of Canada to hike rates this month, surprising the market and boosting CAD. The December employment report was very strong, headline employment, full-time versus. Forex Live, January 11, 1740 America, New York. Here is what's on the economic calendar in Asia today, China inflation data for December. Bonus pro tip. Don't forget to click, publish. At 2300 GMT we get the Reuters Tanken for January 2022 prior is here. Best reading in 10 months. The Reuters Tanken report is monthly and is aimed at pre-empting the Bank of Japan's own Tanken report, which is quarterly. 2350 GMT, more from Japan. Forex Live, January 11, 1722 America, New York. Fed's Powell says close to finalizing revamp of the bank's ethics rules. Resignations prior to the end of their official terms have come from head, at the time, of the Dallas Federal Reserve Robert Kaplan Eric Rosengren, who was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston.
New York Times Business, January 11, 1719 America, New York. Delta Airlines and a union spar over isolation periods for sick workers. The airline's top lawyer sent a letter telling the union to stop criticizing policies on how many days workers should quarantine if they test positive for the coronavirus. Delta has accused the Association of Flight Attendants CWA of posting false and defamatory information about the company's policies. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 11, 1701 America, New York. Southern California ports struggle to trim cargo backlog as Omicron surges. The COVID-19 Omicron variant is hampering efforts to clear a backlog of about 100 container ships at the nation's busiest port complex as infections rise among Southern California dockworkers. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 11, 1658 America, New York. Medicare to pay for Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug in clinical trial patients. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it will cover the cost of the drug Aduhelm, but as part of further clinical testing.